Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of my all-time favorite guys to interview as a San Diego Charger. Fun-loving, always classy, always available, always good with his time. And always had something fun to say, and a pretty good blocker as well. The pride of the University of Auburn Tigers, Mr. Marcus McNeil, joins the program here on 97.3 The Fan. Does a podcast right now called Two Pros and a Joe. He works with Greg Camarillo, and the Joe in question is Matt Scraby. Marcus, let me congratulate you for being able to get through that on a weekly basis.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I might have to bring you to a coordination or two because I like the way you introduced me. You made me feel nice and important.
Well, you were always one of my favorite guys when I was in the locker room trying to track down an interview, and I remember it and appreciate it very much. I'm assuming Philip Rivers remembers you and appreciates you very much, protecting his blind side all those years. What were some of your thoughts today when you heard about his retirement?
Man, you know, Boys to Men popped in my head, man. You know, that old school Boys to Men, you know, although we go to the end of the road, man, you know, and I knew it was the end of the road for my boy, but you know, he just had such a great career, man, and, you know, some of the people that he's up there with are some of the greatest quarterbacks that you're ever going to know in the NFL, and he's right there alongside of him, you know. So, man, I just got so much love for that guy, man. I just appreciate him. I love him, his family, everything that he does, you know. So I was proud, a little bit of sad at the same time that we'll see him go. But, you know, just ready to welcome to the other side, you know.
Marcus, we've been debating people calling in today as we – been talking about Philip Rivers and his Hall of Fame, what we feel like is a Hall of Fame career. For those that who only got a chance to see Philip and him barking at the other team, what would you tell those people in terms of what he was like on the field and how good he was?
Man, he hands down probably the best quarterback I've been around. You know, between him, watching him and Tom Brady up close in my career personally just lets me know how elite of a quarterback he was. And he was till this year. You know, he could throw the ball. He was a monster competitor. You know, he ran the field like a general at the same time. So when you have those aspects as a quarterback, you can really win. And he proved that he could do that year in and year out.
Marcus, you blocked for his blind side. Can you share any fun stories with Philip Rivers, or was there such a thing as a fun story if your guy ever got past you and got a piece of Philip Rivers on a particular play in a game? He was so competitive, I imagine he probably gave you the evil eye.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm telling you, watching him just kind of have a breakdown in the huddle was comedy in itself, you know. Like it would almost seem like he had steam coming out of his ears, and he would get so worked up, you know what I mean? And if things weren't going exactly the way that he wanted it to go, and he was just that type of guy, man. But I think my favorite play of mine with his is when I was blocking Dwight Freeney. And we all know he had a mean spin move on him. So
yeah.
I'm sitting there trying my best to keep up with the spin move, and all I can do is just he spent off of me so smooth, I turned with him. And I ended up just boxing him out like I used to in basketball. But now Phillip is sitting right there in my face, and I'm looking at him like, hey, this isn't how this is supposed to go. Throw it. Throw it. And I just started screaming, throw it. So he ends up chugging it down the field real quick. And he's like, who was that? And I was like, hey, man, Phillip, that was me. He was like, bro, you can't tell me just to throw the ball. I was like, hey, it was either me or you. You know what I'm saying? And I'd rather it be me.
That's funny. That is a terrific story. Talk to me about this, because I've heard a lot from – seen a lot from some of the young guys that came into the locker room that got a chance to be Phillip's teammate. Melvin Gordon pops to mind. He had a nice post about it. Was he the type of guy that kind of embraced the young guys a little bit?
He definitely was. As soon as I came in, right as Drew Brees was leaving out of San Diego, and it was Phillip's time to take the reins. And when he came in, he just came in with a certain level of class, and even though he wasn't that much older than me, he felt like a veteran from the day he took the field. He felt like he was already a starter, you know. So he kind of had that about himself, but because he was so young and we were a young team, he knew how to relate to us, you know. The best thing I know about Phillip Rivers is that when I first started playing for the team, he was like, hey, I know who Outkast is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from the dirty South. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what you know about Outkast, Phillip? But, you know, it was that playfulness and that energy that made you feel comfortable to just go out there and compete as a young player and not really get caught up too much on, you know, how long you've been here, or this guy over here is supposed to be, you know, all this, all world, all that. You know, we just came out there to compete.
Marcus, did you ever want to tell him just to go ahead and let it ride and just let a swear word slip out? It was okay.
We tried our best, you know what I'm saying? Phillip's that one guy who, like, it's hard to poke at his armor, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's solid all the way around, you know? And you know, he's so crafty, and he isn't scared of debate. He isn't scared of an argument. He's not scared to let you know how he feels, especially when he's fired up. So, like, he knows what he's doing, you know. So he it's like he's almost pushing buttons. He can push your button quicker than you might be able to push his. So it kind of kept you from being able to kind of back him into a corner, per se.
But he was a great trash talker out on the field still, right? I mean, that was one of his great attributes, was his ability to talk trash. I can't believe anybody would want to talk trash to somebody like Dwight Freeney or any of those guys.
It didn't matter, man. It didn't matter. You line them up, we're going to knock them down. So that's how we came out on the field. That's how he approached the game. And to be honest, I love a quarterback like that. You know, I don't want somebody who's going to be timid, because if you're timid, you're going to be timid in that pocket. And I just need you confident and ready to go. You know, he was a part of it. Oh, man, he was a part of it all. And he didn't back down from nowhere. I loved it.
Phil, let me ask you this about Phillip, because obviously he did get a chance to get to that Super Bowl. And that seems to be the one thing that is going to end up being left off his Super Bowl. In terms of Hall of Fame, is that can't be the only qualification, because I mean, obviously the argument today has been, well, you know, Manning, Eli got one, Ben Roethlisberger's got one, but Phillip didn't get one. Should that even matter?
It doesn't matter, and I'm gonna go back to one of my all-time favorite quarterbacks, Dan Marino. Dan Marino never ended up with that championship either. But if you ask people, you know, probably before Brees and Brady come around, who's the top five quarterback? Dan Marino's in that conversation every time, you know. So his career speaks for itself. The stats speak for itself. You know, he didn't make it. To be honest, we should have won a Super Bowl, but we didn't. But that's not just on him. That was a team thing, you know. It's 53 guys that go out there to try and win that special trophy, and we couldn't bring it back. So I hate that he didn't have, you know, that to put on his resume. But the numbers he put up, the amount of Pro Bowls he's been to, you know, the classy guy he is on the field and off the field, besides the trash talking, you know, like he deserves to wear that jacket.
Yeah, I think he's going to one day. Marcus McNeil is with us, protected Phillip Rivers' blind side for the Chargers for many years. Marcus, last thing for me, Phillip Rivers, tremendous guy. We've heard about how great he was. You guys had interesting relationships, I'm assuming, offensive line to quarterback. What was the best present he ever bought you guys as an offensive line? And if you don't mind sharing, what was kind of the goofiest present he ever bought you as an offensive line?
Best present, easy. MacBook Air. He bought those when they first came out. That was pretty dope, you know, especially coming out of college and everything. Just having that brand new sleek Apple laptop was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then he got us some 12 gauges one time.
12 gauges?
with our names engraved on the side of some shotguns, man. But that was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was pretty dope too. So
Go ahead, Marcus. Go ahead.
No, but between those two, man, those are two that always stick out in my mind. And this shows you the type of guy he was, just to think about you at a special time of the year like that.
Absolutely. Well, before we let you get out of here, got to get your Super Bowl pick. Who you think's going to get there? Who you think's going to win it?
Oh, man. I really want Tom to get there because it was Super Bowl or bust. But I think I'm going to have to go with my dog, Scravy, who thought about it the other day and said it's going to be the Green Bay versus KC game. It's going to be a State Farm shootout.
State Farm double check. That's right.
Well, Marcus, great catching up with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Always been fun. And continued good luck with the podcast, Two Pros and a Joe. Marcus McNeil, you can get it wherever you listen to your podcasts. And Marcus, just a great guy, and I'm glad to hear you're doing well. Thanks for coming on the show. Good catching up with you, sir.
Hey, man, always, man. Look forward to doing it again. You guys have a great one.
We sure will. Marcus. Thank you, Marcus. Marcus McNeil right there, one of the great Charger offensive linemen who helped protect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.